This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. State Chief Minister Pema Khandu reviewed the report of the Administrative Reforms Commission, Arunachal Pradesh. It focuses on restructuring the state's organizational framework, strengthening personal administration, empowering district administration. It also focuses on fostering trust through participative public service delivery and accelerating e-governance. CM Khandu said these reforms are aimed at building an administration that is efficient in functioning, accountable in conduct, and responsive to the needs of the people. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Men, attended the concluding day of the Pangsu Pass International Festival 2026 at Nampong Namsai District. On the occasion, Mr. Main participated in the vintage Willys Jeep Rally from Namsai to Pangsu Pass via the historic Old Ledu Road. He was joined by MP Tapir Gao, Speaker Tesam Pongte, and other dignitaries of the state and Nagaland. At Jairampur, Deputy CM inaugurated the World War II Cemetery and unveiled the Wall of the Forgotten Theatre, World War II, paying homage to the soldiers and civilians who lost their lives in the Eastern Theatre of the War. He also visited the upgraded World War II Museum and paid homage to Sipoy Lamtu Tikhak of the 7th Assam Rifles. He stated that he had been advocating for reopening of the old Ledu Road and functionalization of the integrated checkpost in the Pangsu Pass to boost border trade and movement of essential items to the people living in border areas. A new Strobilanthus species, Strobilanthus riteshi, has been discovered during floristic surveys in Chyangtajo, East Kameng. The discovery was made by BSI Arunachal Pradesh Regional Center and Agarkar Research Institute, Pune. Three healthcare facilities in Papumpare district have been selected under the Kaya Kalp Scheme and National Quality Assurance Standards Scheme. They are Primary Health Center at Taraso, Health Wellness Center of Sopo and Gumto. Celebrating Arunachal Startup Day, startup founders from the state displayed their products and ideas during a program reflecting the growing spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship in Arunachal Pradesh. The program was held at State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. It is a part of the celebration of the Innovation Month in commemoration 10 years of Startup India. Narang Tailiang from Government Industrial Training Institute, Dirang of West Kameng, Arunachal Pradesh, secured silver in cooking in the India Skills 2025-26 regional competition. It was held at Guwahati. He will now lead the state in the national competition in March 2026. Meanwhile, Nemcha Janpi earned bronze in floristry and Margarina received a medallion of excellence in restaurant services. The Arunachal Pradesh team was led by Gyati Kacho, Deputy Director, DSDE. Participants from all 8 northeastern states competed across 26 skill categories. The District Level Monitoring and Review Committee meeting of Tawang District was held at the Conference Hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Tawang. The meeting was chaired by the Deputy Commissioner Tawang, Namgyal Angmo. During the meeting, the Deputy Commissioner reviewed the progress of ongoing developmental projects across the district. Detailed deliberations were also held on the District Development Report and Sustainable Development Goal Indicators focusing on effective planning and outcome-based implementation. The National Road Safety Month is underway in Lower Siang District by the Lower Siang District Police in collaboration with the Department of Transport. The program was launched yesterday. It is being observed under the national theme, Sarak Suraksha, Jeevan Raksha. Various activities are planned during the Road Safety Month. This includes mass awareness rallies, educational MP, checking drives with a focus on sensitization, public outreach programs. An oral and dental health awareness camp was organized by the Indian Dental Association Arunachal Pradesh State Branch at Doni Polo Mission School for the hearing and visually impaired Chimpu, benefiting 67 students and staff with free counseling, treatment and hygiene kits. The 59th Boribut Yulo Sports Events officially commenced on Thursday at the T. Neme Futsal Arena in Naharlagan. The ceremony was inaugurated by Chief Guest Tai Gagung and Guest of Honor Dr. Lenin Ligu, marking a high-energy start to the annual Nishi Festival celebrations. In their addresses, the guests emphasized the importance of sportsmanship, reminding athletes that winning and losing are secondary to the spirit of the game. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.